This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. In a sign of the times, what used to be one of Austin's first food trailer courts is now a swanky boutique hotel with an ambitious food and drink program. But does the substance of the South Congress Hotel live up to the style? Joining us with his take is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, good to have you back, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan. Good to be back.
Several different concepts going on at the South Congress Hotel, right? It's not just one restaurant.
That's right. For a small, locally owned hotel, fewer than 100 rooms there, they really are being ambitious. They've got Central Standard and Cafe Noce downstairs. They have a coffee and juice bar called Manana, and then they have a little 12-seat modern kaiseki called Otoko upstairs.
But the two main restaurants are Central Standard and Cafe Noce, and what are those like?
Well, they're kind of aesthetic bookends. You have Central Standard on one side, which is kind of swanky New York City. It feels kind of like a traditional hotel restaurant. And then you've got Cafe Noce, which is cool and breezy. It feels a lot more California-y. There's a lot of blues and creams and light wood colors in there and books on architecture and design. And, you know, it's like your hip aunt who moved out to California in the 70s.
Let's start with Cafe Noce. What do you think of that one?
I really like it. It's an all-day cafe, so it's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, brunch on the weekends. And again, it's got some of those lighter flavors like a daily fish crudo. They do quinoa bowls. Breakfast, the pastry program is run by executive pastry chef Amanda Rockman, who moved back to Austin from Chicago. And she makes great pancakes and queen amandes, you know, those fluffy, crusty, airy, buttery pastries. They also do avocado toasts in the morning. So the breakfasts and lunch are really great. It's not all light. They make one of the best burgers in town. It's a real nostalgia tickler. They have Kraft singles melting over the double patties. And so that's really nice. And they also do dinner, which, you know, with Central Standard just down the street, I don't know that they necessarily need to do dinner. They do it well. I had a great braised rabbit and pappardelle there, but you kind of feel like you've snuck into a closed restaurant to have dinner for the evening. It's definitely more of an afternoon, morning kind of place.
And how are the prices?
Lunch and breakfast, you're looking at stuff that ranges into the middle teens. At dinner, the entrees will go into the mid-20s, but very reasonable, especially for breakfast and lunch.
You weren't as big a fan of Central Standard, though, right?
Not really. Central Standard just kind of feels like it wants to transport you or convince you that you're in New York. It's kind of glitzy and swanky, but I don't really buy it, and it's mostly because of the food. There's a really great creamy oyster soup with a tangy brine that kind of does transport you to the Grand Central Oyster Bar in New York City. But besides that, it kind of just feels like a hotel restaurant with steaks and skewered grilled mahi-mahi that wasn't that great. We got a really tall seafood tower that was expensive but didn't quite have the selection you'd want, and chilled lobster was kind of tough. And they also do brunch, but you kind of feel like you're sneaking into a hotel to have brunch there if you're not a guest. And lunch doesn't feel like it's necessarily suited for that place. Amazingly, you would think they'd do a burger better than the California Cool place, but their burger's not as good as Cafe Noce, and their bar is very pretty. It's a nice place to have a cocktail, I think, in the evening, but it just doesn't do it for me as a dinner spot. I think the South Congress Hotel is being ambitious and that they're trying to be part of the culinary conversation in town and not just have a restaurant and a hotel. And I think Cafe Noce does a good job of doing that, but I think Central Standard is kind of forcing it a little bit, and it kind of just feels like another hotel restaurant.
And price is about the same as Cafe Noce?
No, Central Standard's more expensive. Your entrees are going to go up into the mid-30s, upper 30s. Lunch prices are a little more reasonable, and brunch is probably a little more expensive than Cafe Noce. But Central Standard is definitely at night more of a fine dining experience.
Overall, 1 out of 2 ain't bad, right?
Hey, if you're batting 500 in baseball, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well, the two restaurants are Cafe Noce and Central Standard. They're in the South Congress Hotel. You can read Matthew Odom's full review at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. Matthew Odom, restaurant critic for the Austin American Statesman. Thanks for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.